WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The idea of an indoor aquatic center serving the Twin Cities was presented to the Bryan School Board Monday. Trustees took no action on a request to contribute $5,000 toward a feasibility study sought by the Convention and Visitors Bureau. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, a member of the CVB board, says the Houston YMCA is interested in operating a multi-use facility that would include an auditorium. Mooney told school board member John Street that operation and maintenance costs would be paid by user fees.
So after it's put in, after it's built, finished, and function, Bryan ISD would not be out any money after that.
That's the idea. Just like this, all we were talking about was user fees.
Mooney says the College Station School Board will vote next week on a similar request. The CVB would pay the remainder of the study costs, estimated at $55,000 to $69,000. The study would recommend the scope of the facility and who would pay for the building and operating it. Authorities are still looking for answers from a house fire in Bryan Monday morning. Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says after firefighters got the fire under control, investigators went inside and found two bodies.
The Bryan Police Department's assisting in determining the identity of the deceased persons, and the fire department is investigating the cause of the fire.
A vehicle associated with the address was found unoccupied Monday night in Bryan. The police update did not disclose if they've learned the identities of the victims, and the fire department has not given details of their response to extinguish the fire. Today is opening day at the newest medical facility in Brazos County. Monday was the ribbon cutting and tours of the 72-bed Rock Prairie Behavioral Health Facility. The campus includes inpatient and outpatient services for all ages, something that is needed, according to Bill Kelly of Mental Health and Mental Retardation Services of the Brazos Valley.
This resource will help in realizing the goal of freeing up our local emergency rooms and jails, as we are currently providing approximately 100 crisis assessments per month in these venues from MHMR Authority.
Located between College Station Medical Center and Brian Bachman Park, the facility will provide free mental health assessments at any time. A Huntsville woman is accused of giving a false report to Brazos County Sheriff's officers that she was sexually assaulted. Sheriff Chris Kirk says their investigation included checking security videos from her employment to where she was allegedly stopped by someone claiming to be a law enforcement officer, then attacked last November.
This turned out to be a number of videos that were compiled, and in some of them we were able to track Hilty's vehicle through the progression down Highway 30. But at no time did we find a vehicle that matched the description she had given.
24-year-old Elizabeth Hilty was arrested Monday, then released from jail after posting bond. The sheriff says Hilty had consensual contact with a local man before she placed the call. WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 50 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hi, my name is Misty Johnson. My family and I are excited to be this year's March of Dimes Ambassador family. When my son Davin arrived over 3 months early, weighing just over 2 pounds, we were terrified for our family. With the research that March of Dimes funds, our little boy received crucial treatments that saved his life. On Sunday, April 27th at the Research Park, my family will be walking in celebration of our healthy, beautiful children. Please join us and others affected by the mission at this fun family event. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Thanks for helping babies.
Good morning. It's 7:09. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down. You need to stay warm or cool. No additional charge. They'll bring one out while they fix yours. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
Lots of sunshine today, and gusty winds will develop. In fact, the wind advisory has been issued for today. Runs from 1 o'clock this afternoon through 7 p.m. this evening, with gusty winds throughout the day, 70 to 75. Clear tonight, 45 to 50. Sunshine for Wednesday, 75. Wednesday night, clear. Lows will be 50 to 55. It'll be sunny Thursday, and the highs Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports coming up here in just a little bit as UConn and Kentucky battled for the national championship last night. UConn and Notre Dame play for the women's championship tonight. Aggies going into the Hall of Fame and a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
Okay, let me get this right. Today is National Be Kind to a Lawyer Day. We've already celebrated. We just finished about 10 minutes ago.
I was going to say, you gave that an hour.
Yeah, we're done.
I was going to say I'll be kind, but it'll cost about $150
an hour.
There you
go. Yeah, why did they think they were going to get that? Anyway, that's fine. On this date in history, we're not done with the show, but this is kind of significant. In 1895... the United States Supreme Court declared income tax to be unconstitutional. What went wrong? Is that about where we needed it to be?
Yeah.
That was in the Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust suit, 1895. Tell you that to tell you this, that the day when the... the day when the...
I knew there was a but in there.
Well, of course there is. The day when the nation collectively has made enough money to pay its total tax burden for the year will apparently happen 3 days later this year. 3 days, that's fairly significant. That's a 1% increase. That's, I don't think that's a very good thing. According to this report, which was released yesterday by the Tax Foundation, this year's Tax Freedom Day will be on the 21st of April. Well, there you go. That's Texas. That's San Jacinto Day. All right? So that would tie in. But it's 111 days into the year.
I don't know. It's just the only thing ringing in my head right now is they'll come and take it.
Yeah, hello.
Okay, since you guys brought up the subject of taxes, I'm going to give you a quick history. Do you know who the first president was to try to institute an income tax?
Tell me.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh.
Pay for the Civil War.
Okay.
The federal income tax was actually struck down three times by the Supreme Court before the Constitution was finally amended to include it.
1895, I know we did that one, and there were a couple of others, huh?
That's correct.
Why did
three
we
times.
Let them do that?
I don't know.
Okay, all right, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Fraggle, raggin', fraggle, snaggle, frass.
If you weren't depressed yet, there you go. Happy Tuesday. 111 days into the year to be able to pay the taxes. By April the 21st, Americans will have made enough to pay $3 trillion. $3 trillion in federal tax.
$3 trillion? Yeah. That's a lot.
Well, yeah. And $1.5 trillion in state taxes. Yeah. Freedom Tax Day is later than it was last year, due in large part to the slow economic recovery. Okay, sure. Now, as far as, and see, of course, the thing is, we don't have state income tax, so they have to, a lot of people have to chew on that, but that's part of what makes Texas.
See, and I don't think they've rolled in the Obama tax that isn't a tax amount
yet. Oh, that's right. Wow. No, that's right. That tax that isn't a tax is the taxes that would be a tax.
So what if you get sick between now and then? Do you have to work another extra day to make it up?
Well, no, there'll be others. It's a collective, Kevin.
Oh, you collect money when you don't work.
We are all lifting each other up. Okay?
Oh, I see.
All boats rise with the tide, except for those people who don't pay taxes. Yeah, okay. Anyhow.
Except for those people peeing in the boat.
That's right.
That was good.
All right, so here we go. Here's your fitness test for today. Just kind of general stuff that you can do. You don't have to put on your gym clothes or anything like that.
Okay.
Can you carry a gallon of milk or water in each hand without feeling a strain? If not...
For how long?
You could be more prone to injury, and you might need some strength training. So here, try this out. Jump up and down 10 times. If your heart...
I felt that over
here. I know, I could too. Like a tremor in the earth.
Yeah.
If your heart is racing, you need to get moving more often and strengthen your cardiovascular health. Can you trim your toenails standing up without discomfort?
What? Yeah. Heavens no!
If I let them grow long enough.
If I train them to grow up. Anyway, not being able to stretch past your toes means that you're too stiff, so you need to stretch more. Try a karate-style kick. If you can't raise your foot as high as your hip or keep your balance, it's time to start raising your fitness bar a little bit. Yeah. If I put my hand on this counter, I could do that.
Yeah.
Here, come over here so I can kick you. Yeah. Anyway, look at the look all the way behind you without moving your feet. If that's easy, then you've got good core strength and flexibility. Look all the way behind you without moving your feet. Now, dance as fast as you can for 10... What? Dance to a fast beat for 10 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, okay. If you're feeling winded, you need to do that more often.
Or you suck at dancing.
Yeah. What was her name on Seinfeld?
Elaine.
That's exactly where I was going.
We're all there. All right, so there you go. Just a little test for you to see if you're in good shape or not. Oh, and by the way, okay, so let's see. All right, so you found out that you're in lousy shape.
Yep.
You found out that we're going to have to work another 2 weeks anyway before our taxes are all paid up.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, today's the day that Microsoft is dumping Windows XP.
Oh, well, that's only bad for you.
It's the trifecta. I'm not the only one.
Yes,
oh,
you are, too.
I'm using XP in here right now.
I don't have a choice.
One.
We have XP on these systems,
pretty,
right?
Yeah.
We're XP right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so after today, there will be no new updates by Microsoft for the operating system. Oh, so in other words, those warnings that they were giving me yesterday, I should have heeded about updating my, getting the last updates on my XP.
Mm-hmm. Keith Kane down the hall with KAGC, he told me, there's a little button that would pop up and say, Windows XP is about to expire. Click here for information on how to solve this issue.
Right.
And you click on it, it says, buy Windows 8.
No. Yeah, sure. Why not? That it works.
Fixes the problem, don't it?
Yeah. Well, unlike some other things they did. What was Vista? Was it Vista they did? Was just horrible.
Okay. Ugh.
Now, the thing is, the XP has worked. It's been around for almost 13 years. I mean, it was a very stable operating system.
Yes.
People like it. I don't want to change.
Well.
Yeah. In fact, an estimated 30% of computers still using it. In fact, a lot of ATM machines still using this operating system. Even though the banks were warned to get this done really more than a year ago. They
said, you know
it's
what
coming.
It is? Ah. It's legacy software.
Okay.
It's those companies not updating their code to work. Because Windows 7 is a perfectly fine operating system,
okay.
And so is 8.
Yeah.
Whether you like the new interface or not.
It does. It's different.
Yes.
Okay. It just and
it is different.
Of course, it is human nature. Unless you're one of those early adopters, first adopters, you want to do that.
We don't like people that move our cheese.
Yeah. Well, that's it. So anyhow, so if you've got XP and you don't use your computer on the internet, for those 7 people in the world who do not connect their computer to the internet, then you're probably okay. But if you use your computer to connect to the internet. Do email, online banking, use credit cards to pay for online purchases, should probably go ahead and pull the trigger on this thing. Just, you know. There we go. Enough of that, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a horror story soon. Hello?
Yeah, my wife and I got a new computer with Windows 8, and it appears to be a cure for which there was not a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that you have,
that's fair.
Absolutely, yeah. We're at the exact same situation. We've got a new one at home and haven't transferred the stuff over yet, but yeah. Don't like change.
Change is bad.
Sad news for air travelers. Several airlines soon plan to stop serving limes in flight. I didn't know that was a problem.
So what are you going to do with your gin and tonic?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, there you go. The penny-pinching industry cites the uptick recently in lime prices, which means all your forthcoming mid-air cocktails will have to go without. Fear not. The cutbacks on citrus joy slices is apparently temporary.
Joy slices?
That's what they're calling them.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm reasonably certain within the past 2 years I've gotten limes 10 for a dollar.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And now they're 50 cents a piece.
Is that right?
Yeah, 500%
increase. Well, it's the problem they're having with the citrus growing. and there's a little bug that's messing up the oranges and grapefruit and everything.
Drought and Mexican cartels as well.
That's it.
Mexican cartels?
Yeah. I read the story on WTAW.
There you go. I just like the idea that we call them citrus joy slices. Try that the next time you go into the bar.
Ask the bartender.
All right, like a margarita. By the way, would you put a citrus or a blue moon? Would you be sure?
Yeah, I have one of those joy slices, bartender.
All right, here's the shocking news we told you about just a little while ago. Spending on college athletics is up, while spending on instruction and academic support is down or flat. I am shocked at this. Yes. The new study by the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics has nothing to do with Bobby Knight, by the way.
No, it's probably Nike Knight.
Yeah, from 2004 to 2011, community colleges inflation for adjusted educational spending declined while their athletic spending increased 35%. Well, this says community colleges. That's not like big time, you know? It went up 35%, though.
How many community colleges have a team?
Inflation-adjusted athletic spending increased 24% at public four-year colleges in all divisions in those years. So it's up 24%. Okay. Now, I want to understand why people set their couches on fire. Do either of y'all know what this is about?
Not a clue. Okay. You're talking about the Kentucky fans?
Well, I mean, that's just the most recent. And
what'd the couch ever do to you anyway? Right.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, there was a story out there. They posted a story saying couches are for sitting, not for setting on fire. At least that's what the wise people at the University of Louisville on-campus housing department say. I mean, Louisville was playing Kentucky on Friday, March the 28th.
Right.
So, you know, they put up a poster that said, you know, couch fires aren't cool. But I want to understand what the genesis of this was, because it's been going on for a while.
Well, former employee here, Eliza Bethany, she's from West Virginia. She said it started there, and they still do it. Like, she was shocked that it wasn't a thing outside of her little bubble. Y'all don't burn couches?
Well, no, we just take them to Chili Fest.
Well, if you'll consider, I mean, if it's in West Virginia, burning the couch and not burning the couch probably didn't change the condition very much.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 12th, learn about wildlife fencing, product selection, construction techniques, fencing costs, and more. It's Fencing for Wildlife happening this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200. Or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Good morning. It's 7:23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And if you're a business owner, then Suddenlink has some business solutions for you. It's just a phone call away. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, 595-2413. That's the special number for Suddenlink Business so that you can find out what's happening. Because Suddenlink offers the fastest internet speeds in our area. With download speeds up to 50 meg, you can get all the bandwidth that you need to power today's internet-based applications. Plus, it's cost-effective. You can scale it to your business. And as your business continues to grow, then you can grow this. Plus, you've got professional local support. You can connect to the cloud, upload and download, and share big files in seconds, not minutes. It makes you more efficient. And new customers can get workplace 8 meg internet and unlimited business phone for under $100 a month. Plus, again, as you grow your business, The business class phone lines are available for $29.95 each. Suddenlink business professionals live, work right here so that you can get the fast professional service that you need when you need it. Again, the number to call is 595-2413. Chad Cowan can provide you with the business solutions that you need for your business. Suddenlink Business Solutions.
If you grew up in Texas like I did, you more than likely grew up in a house that had a gun. With that said, you know a little something about firearms. At least I thought I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I tell you what, if you want to get a lesson, go to Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the two owners, both have combat experience, and they show you more about guns than you ever thought you would know. And for me, the best part is they do it without making me feel stupid, because you don't want to go in there thinking you know something and then find out you were completely wrong. Dad may have had a gun, but he doesn't have guns like you're going to find at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-core.com.
725 News Talk 1620 WTAW. For much of the United States, winter is in the rearview mirror, but for consumers in 20 states and D.C., winter's effects could linger on if you drive a Ford. Company recently announced two new recalls affecting more than 435,000 vehicles. The company recalled 386,000 model 2001 to 2004 Escape SUVs, you still own them, maybe corrosion issues when it comes to that. The second recall affects about 49,000 2013 and 2014 Ford Fusions, Escape C-Maxes, and Lincoln MXKs. Check with your dealer to see if you happen to be one of those who's having a problem with that. And while we're speaking of vehicles, somebody's been vandalizing the compact smart cars in San Francisco. I had no idea that San Francisco had vandals.
or that any of them were strong enough to do this.
Well, but all they're doing is they're flipping a smart car. I mean, what does that take,
it's
right?
It's still a car.
You could probably just put your foot under it and kind of kick up and it would go over. Anyway, they're flipping them in front of their front and rear ends up on the city streets. So far, five of the little cars have been found flipped over.
Sorry, San Francisco.
I know. It's like three people running around. They're the three vandals of San Francisco, and that's what they're doing is flipping over smart cars.
What is that famous hill? Because I want to see a smart car try and go up that hill.
Oh, well, I don't know. We'd have to look. Oh, well, the street. Yeah, no.
You know
what?
It's like a little switchback.
Is it Lombard?
Yeah.
Lombard?
Lombard Avenue. Yeah.
I want to see a smart car try that.
That's it. Hello?
Yeah, that's because they don't have cows to tip.
That's it.
Yep.
No cows in San Francisco. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be nice today, but very windy. We do have a 20% chance of showers. High will be 71, but we're talking winds at 15 to 20, up to 25, and then this afternoon, gusts up to 35 miles an hour. 43 for the low tonight. Rest of the week ought to be ideal. 76 for a high temperature on Wednesday. Thursday, we're at 78, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 80. With sunshine most all the way. There's no mention of rain in the forecast. However, it's a little chilly right now. Winds out of the west at 8. 46 is our chill factor. The air temperature is 49 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Charlie Rangel, Harlem Congressman, Democrat, in the news again. It's his rent arrangement again. The New York Post took a look at his expenses. They found that beginning in 2000, Rangel paid over $7,000 a month to rent office space in Harlem. Curiously enough, those payments stopped in 2013, but Congressman Rangel is still using the space. An email obtained by the Post reveals why. Rangel's office claimed they lost the signed lease documents. And rather than request new ones or try to make things right with the landlord, the state of New York, Congressman Rangel just stopped paying. Now, that doesn't mean the landlord didn't get paid. The state of New York stuck taxpayers with the bill, at least $87,000. The New York state controller struck a deal with Rangel, allowing him to postpone paying his 2013 rent for 6 months. That 6 months has come and gone, and Charlie still hasn't paid up. So when the Post contacted Rangel's office about the year of missing rent, guess who they blamed for delinquent rent problems? Not themselves, you're right. They blamed Republicans. Rangel spokesgal Hannah Kim said, as everybody knows, the GOP sequester not only constrained our nation's economy, it also strained the budget of Congressman Rangel. Now, the only thing strained here is the truth, again. But it's Charlie Rangel. What are you going to do? Who's going to do it?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
During tax season, LifeLock reminds us that identity thieves know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. So if you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or call them and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board has heard the pitch for building a new recreation center serving the Twin Cities, including an indoor aquatic center that might be operated by the Houston YMCA. The Convention and Visitors Bureau Board asked trustees to contribute $5,000 towards a feasibility study. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, a member of the CVB board, suggested a separate corporation would own the facility.
Just like we have with the biomedical corridor in the city of Bryan, College Station together, right? It'll be jointly owned, but it will be operated by the YMCA if that's the direction we choose to go in. We have to wait for the feasibility study to come up.
CVB President Shannon Overby and Mooney told Superintendent Tommy Wallace they'll not be going to the city councils for financial assistance for the feasibility study.
We have money through both cities by way of the hotel occupancy tax.
So that commitment has already been made.
But you've not presented to the city or either one of the cities.
I represent the city on the CVB, and Chuck Conderla also represents the city of Bryan on the CVB.
Mooney said the College Station School Board will consider the CVB request a week from tonight. Two bodies found inside the remains of a house fire in Bryan remain unidentified. Authorities have not provided an update since shortly after the discovery of the victims in the home on Vinewood, which is behind the Walmart neighborhood market near Texas and Carson.
Once the Bryan Fire Department did their initial walkthrough after they extinguished the fire, that two bodies were located in the residence. And at this time, we're working in conjunction with the fire department.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says an SUV associated with the home was found Monday night in an undisclosed location in Bryan. While the vehicle was unoccupied, police did not reveal if anything was found that will assist in their investigation. Last November, Brazos County Sheriff's Officers investigated a reported sexual assault involving a woman who said she was pulled over by a law enforcement officer. The woman has been arrested for making a false report and fabricating evidence. Sheriff Chris Kirk says there was evidence 24-year-old Elizabeth Hilty of Huntsville had consensual contact with a local man before notifying authorities.
Of course, the most concerning after the fact is that this was a false report and it jeopardized the public trust for all peace officers. by suggesting that a person that committed this assault was a peace officer or impersonating one. And so we not only created public alarm, we also took away from the public trust in that. And so that's what's very concerning about the fact that this is a false report.
Kirk says multiple agencies assisted in the investigation. Earlier in the day, the sheriff was among the speakers at the grand opening of the only psychiatric hospital in the Brazos Valley.
They're going to have room for geriatric and youth and adolescents, which is something we don't have in this community. So this is a true blessing for this community. It's going to help the sheriff a great deal, or his deputies anyway. But it's really exciting to know that this facility is in our community and ready to help our citizens.
A&M graduate Dr. Dwayne Runyon is the chief executive of the new Rock Prairie Behavioral Center.
To be able to come home and to be able to build a hospital which has such a tremendous need in this community and be able to be part of this leadership team, both with home office and strategic, but also local level, is humbling. We're going to change lives here, and we're going to give people hope, and we're going to be able to do it in our neighborhood.
In addition to 72 beds for inpatient care, the campus will offer outpatient services, including free assessments at any time. The center is located between College Station Medical Center and Brian Bachman Park. For the second straight day, some roads leading into Navasota High School are closed. Officials say it's not due to any emergency. Local and state emergency personnel are showing students the problems associated with distracted driving, underage drinking, and drinking and driving. Students from Navasota and Anderson Shiro are attending the event, which will include a mock memorial service this morning. Two people were hurt Sunday night after two trains collided near Cossey, located in Limestone County, about 60 miles north of BCS. Union Pacific reports one of the locomotives and 14 cars derailed. It took nearly 24 hours to repair tracks to resume service. A UP spokeswoman says one southbound train struck another going south. No highways were blocked. A draft of a long-awaited legislative committee report says University of Texas System Regent Wallace Hall may have committed impeachable offenses in his campaign to oust UT President Bill Powers. The San Antonio Express News reports Hall leaked confidential student information in apparent violation of state and federal laws, manipulated the House committee's investigation, and coerced its witnesses. The report, prepared by committee counsel Rusty Hardin's Houston law firm, also alleges Hall abused his powers by demanding tens of thousands of pages of documents from UT, costing the school more than $1 million. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 50 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Good morning. It's 7:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in Anchor in foundation repair since over 28 years. Deep pier anchors, bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here is the weather.
Lots of sunshine today, and gusty winds will develop. In fact, the wind advisory has been issued for today. Runs from 1 o'clock this afternoon through 7 p.m. this evening, with gusty winds throughout the day, 70 to 75. Clear tonight, 45 to 50. Sunshine for Wednesday, 75. Wednesday night, clear. Lows will be 50 to 55. It'll be sunny Thursday, and the highs Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. The National Association of Collegiate Athletes had their Division I basketball tournament conclude last night.
Men's.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Last night.
The women's.
Yes, tonight is the women's game. We will share both of those.
Uh-huh.
Also, an All-American at Texas A&M back in the late 70s, Jacob Green, was inducted into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. We'll have all that. Johnny Manziel is beating the pavement for a new job, and a whole lot more coming up in sports.
So we had mentioned that there had been, we were trying to figure out the origin of the couch burning, and everything that I've been able to find, because I've been feverishly looking for this, does seem to indicate that it was at the University of West Virginia that this did start. In fact, their daily newspaper, one year, in fact, did a pro-couch-burning column.
Oh, I bet you that went over like a lead balloon.
Yeah, proposed a university-sponsored and controlled event with furniture in the future. Now, what was interesting is this particular story from 2 years ago showed the celebration of the University of Kentucky when they defeated Baylor. Okay, so they were burning couches when they won. Now, last night, they burned couches when they lost. So basically, they're just out to burn couches. Is
correct.
That's what they do.
And being a school, it seems like they could do studies on whether it's better to have a longer duration or a higher intensity.
Yeah. Well,
what's the best couch to burn?
Again, right. Exactly. What kind of fabric seems to work the best and doesn't let off the most nauseous fumes?
This is all completely inappropriate.
Why?
Because they're obviously couchophobic, and that's just, we don't, in this society,
yes, we
can't.
Cannot do that. Oh, my gosh. Think of the couches. Yeah. Okay. If you care about the fit of your denim duds, odds are that you go as long as you can between washes with those. Perhaps to the point where, well, you know, you're not necessarily accepted in tight circles. So here we go. It's the solution that you were looking for. It's Scratch and Sniff Mint Jeans. That's right. You don't have to worry anymore.
Mint?
Mint. Right. They have a minty, fresh, delightful scent that can be released anytime they're scratched.
That happens when I spill toothpaste on mine.
That could work, too. The scent comes from a coating that is applied to the jeans. Oh, that probably makes them really neat. And it lasts up to five washes.
Now.
Yeah, up to.
But that is definitely one you need to ask first.
How so?
To be scratching just jeans.
Yeah, well, no, I think
it's like, you know, when it's Hug a Lawyer Day, ask them first.
I think you'd be scratching your own jeans, probably not to be scratching someone else's. Wouldn't think we'd want to do that. A woman in Lufkin allegedly called the police to complain about the quality of the marijuana she had bought from a dealer. That would be 30.
I heard this one on Fox News.
Evelyn Hamilton, age 37, after she complained that her dealer refused to issue a refund for the substandard product. When police asked to see the product, she allegedly pulled out a small amount to show them. She was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. That'd be 37-year-old Evelyn Hamilton. Not sure if she's a graduate of Lufkin High School, but...
I was going with a graduate of some high school in Florida.
Well, it could have been, or no, it's East Texas now. It's East Texas. Hello?
Yeah, this is message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6.
The three of us? Okay.
30, 625. Whatever. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking.
That's what I was trying to say earlier.
Laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesday.
No, not so much.
That it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back.
Okay,
I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear
a
music
bunch. A
on
bunch.
The radio.
We're popular.
Not just, stuff.
Stuff.
You know?
Yeah, right.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sure.
Bye.
Here you go. This'll get you warmed up.
I knew you were going to do this after talking about it. Yeah. I knew it.
Oh, yeah. This is just the warm-up, okay? Yeah. You got like 10 more seconds, and then you got to get to the bridge, which works pretty good. Was this like, 1975 maybe? Something like that? Is that about right?
Probably.
I don't know. I was asleep.
Yeah, you were like, Well, they ended up making more money than Volvo for a couple of years. Yeah, they were they were pretty bad. Hello.
Was she from East Texas too?
Yeah.
I can't believe you just played Waterloo.
Why?
God.
Well, we can't always be doing current music. Why is that?
There are
so
many better older songs.
Oh, I know, but you know that's semi-iconic.
No.
Oh, yeah,
it's not.
It's real.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, ABBA cannot be iconic. It just can't.
Well, they were an international.
I know it, but no.
I mean, I'm looking at this. This Waterloo has 5.6 million views.
Of
I mean, that's,
of course it does.
WTAW quit being about good music a very long time
there
ago.
There you go.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime. So you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There were a lot of guys in my high school who didn't get along with their dads. They would talk about how they argued. Every day they'd complain about their rules and curfews. And all I could do was think, if you guys only knew how well off you had it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. At the time, after the death of my father and mother, I lived with my older brother, Dave. He was a good brother, but he was no father figure. He didn't set boundaries or establish many rules. And a curfew? There was none. 2 or 3 in the morning should be fine, he used to say. It was a situation my friends would have loved, but I hated it. I would have gladly put up with too many rules if it meant I had a dad at home. And believe it or not, most kids feel the same way. In a poll by the National Center for Fathering, 92% of people said fathers are crucial in the lives of their children. And the vast majority believe absentee fathers are the biggest social problems facing the United States today. According to almost every measure available, kids with dads do better. It's really that simple. So dads, don't ever let the busyness of life or negative messages in the media make you wonder whether or not you matter, because you do. The research says so. And so do all the people like me who spent their childhood wishing they had a father at home. To thrive as a father, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man said he recently informed his wife he's going to start waxing his chest, only because the waxing place is right near Golfsmith, and they're about to have trade-in days. For a limited time only, when you trade in your old clubs, you get a 50% bonus towards new ones. He's got a lot of clubs to trade in, so he's going to wax his chest, eyebrows, back, and, well, just check out trade-in days at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
I'm here with Washington, Franklin, and Lincoln to illustrate how Quicken Loans can help you save your money.
George, careful! That axe has a very sharp edge.
And an edge is what you'll have with a program like Mortgage First.
Abe, watch those doorways. You're mighty tall.
Another tall order, MyQL, lets you track your loan through every step.
Ben, keep that kite out of the wires.
Here's a shocker. Our 10,000 team members will make your mortgage experience simple. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The guys at BCS Tires and Lifts want you to know that the way that your vehicle goes down the road does make a difference, because if it's out of line, then your tires are going to wear faster. If your shocks are shot, then you're going to have a rougher ride. And that kind of thing happens over time, and you don't necessarily notice it. Now, you're trying to figure out if you need a lift kit or a leveling kit? Well, let the guys at BCS Tires and Lifts explain that to you, because basically when your truck comes off the factory line, it's not level. The front, you can raise the front end up a little bit, and then you can balance it and make it become level with the rear end. Their lift kits, on the other hand, which are designed to lift up the entire truck and still leaves the rear end a little bit higher than the front. And those are the kind of things that you can learn more about from the guys at BCS Tires and Lifts. Plus their Tire Pro store, which means that any work that you have done on your shocks or any of the leveling kits or the lift kits or the tires or brakes, then you have a problem and you're somewhere far away, there are 30,000 dealers backing up that work. That's what the Tire Pros do, and they give you a 1-800 number that makes it easy for you to get in touch and get the repairs taken care of. So stop in and see them at BCS Tires and Lifts. Yes, they do tires, but they do so much more to make sure that your vehicle is running down the road the way that it should. Stop in and see them or give Thomas a call, 696-3200. They're located on Texas Avenue, about a block south of Outback Steakhouse. So stop in and see them at BCS Tires and Lifts.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. The Kentucky Wildcats got to within 1 point of Connecticut 4 times, but just never could crack the Huskies. And UConn became the first 7 seed to capture the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Shabazz Napier had 22 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals, and an MVP to lead the Huskies past Kentucky 60-54 last night in the championship game. Napier says the Huskies earned the win for sure.
These guys work so hard, the coaches, the managers, our trainers, and, you know, last but not least, the players. We work so hard for this, and we didn't want to lose it, and we work so hard, so, you know, here we go, celebrating.
Celebrating in Connecticut, authorities, on the other hand, in Lexington say they had to use tear gas to control rowdy crowds in Kentucky and put out 17 couch fires that were thrown into the street after Kentucky fell in the NCAA championship game. Now, it is a dream matchup for tonight's NCAA women's basketball game, which also includes UConn. The Huskies are unbeaten and trying to make it 40 wins in a row. Notre Dame is 37-0. And this will be the first championship game pitting 2 unbeaten teams in women's basketball. The Huskies, by the way, will try for a double title for the first time since 2004, when both the men and women won the national championship. Congratulations to Texas A&M defensive standout and former All-American back in the late 1970s. Jacob Green was inducted into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame in ceremonies yesterday in Houston. The class of 2014 included Green and 9 others. In the NFL, Houston has the number 1 pick overall in the NFL draft, and indications are they're looking for a new QB. Matt Schaub, who started the season last year, was benched after the Texans went 2-14 and then eventually traded to the Oakland Raiders. Speaking of the Raiders, Johnny Football spent the last 2 days visiting with the Raiders and will sit down and visit with the Texans on April 21st and 22nd. Today, he's actually in Jacksonville to meet with the Jags. In Major League Baseball, C.J. Wilson pitched 8 solid innings, and the Los Angeles Angels beat the Houston Astros 9-1. The Angels took 3 of 4 from Houston after starting the season 0-4. Astros manager Bo Porter was disappointed with the team's first home stand.
We go 3-4. That's not the goal. The goal is always to win every series. But I feel like we played with a lot of energy. We came out the gate and have played good baseball for the most part. At the same time, this one here hurts because I don't feel like we played good baseball today. But it's over. We'll get on the airplane and head to Toronto and try to win a series there.
On now to the Rangers, where they got thumped by the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox poured on 14 hits and beat the Rangers 5-1 last night. The Rangers have had some trouble in the field so far this season, but skipper Ron Washington isn't that concerned with it.
I don't think anyone in the game work harder on their defense than we do, and it's just a matter of just waiting until they come together.
Oh, and by the way, Texas Rangers have put left-hander Joey Saunders on the disabled list with a bruised left ankle after he got hit in the leg by Evan Longoria's line drive on Friday. Hey, Aggie standout Michael Wonka is playing for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he outdueled Tony Cegrani, and the Cardinals beat the Reds 5-3 in their home opener on Monday. In NASCAR action, Joey Logano made a last-lap pass of Jeff Gordon, who was in the A&M engineering car, and he just couldn't hold off Logano in the last lap after a late caution in the rain-delayed race at Texas Motor Speedway. Here's Gordon playing out the last lap.
I wish I would run a little bit higher down 3 and 4, because... I'm sure Joey was just going to go wherever I didn't, but, I probably would have been a little bit better off in the top. And then he crossed over and got in the back of me pretty good. So at that point, I was just thinking, I just want to finish.
And here's a quick programming reminder for you. Fight Texas Aggie Baseball is on the air live tonight from Bluebell Park. Prairie View A&M is in town. Pregame set for 6, and the first pitch is at 6:35. All the action is on 1620. And that's been your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, folks. How's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hi, my name is Misty Johnson. My family and I are excited to be this year's March of Dimes Ambassador family. When my son Davin arrived over 3 months early, weighing just over 2 pounds, we were terrified for our family. With the research that March of Dimes funds, our little boy received crucial treatments that saved his life. On Sunday, April 27th at the Research Park, my family will be walking in celebration of our healthy, beautiful children. Please join us and others affected by the mission at this fun family event. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Thanks for helping babies.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 3 minutes till Boeing 747 flying over the Irish Sea when a fire warning sounded from the deck where the animals were being kept.
Oh, no.
Did you know they did that a lot? Transported animals on 747s?
I would assume they transport everything in those now.
Technicians found no evidence of flames. A pilot made an emergency landing at Heathrow after 390 cows he was transporting gave off too much heat.
Whoa.
The 747 was flying over the Irish Sea when the warning sound happened. The landing followed 1,262 distress signals sent to UK airports over the past 2 years, nearly two a day. This was the worst one. Incidents of jets hitting birds and that kind of stuff and crew falling ill, but cows overheating the inside of the airplane?
That's a lot of methane.
I guess.
Your stewardess will be by shortly with your brisket.
Yes. Another story from... Not heated that much. Another story from Louisville, Kentucky. Well, the other one was from Lexington, so this one's from Louisville. Police say that Kenneth Sprung, that's his name, unfortunate, sneaked into the rooftop of a building earlier this month, accused of busting a skylight and dropping a ladder into the residence. That's when police say he fell. broke his leg and had to call 911 for assistance. Police found him in the residence, took him to the hospital. On Monday, he pled guilty to burglary. Well, you know, once again, you need to remember that. Oh, and by the way, while we're talking about all this other stuff, real names of actual portable toilet companies, all in the U.S. America.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Drop Zone. Happy Can Portable Potties. Amera Can. Mm-hmm. Johnny on the Spot.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lepra Can. Mr. Bob's Portable Toilets. Royal Throne. Tanks a Lot. Wizards of Ooze. Gotta Go Potties. And Duty Call. okay. That's it. All right. And, yeah, we'll save this for next hour. We have Jeopardy Fun Facts. Jeopardy Fun Facts. Just, you think you know something about that. In the meantime, hockey game took place.
Fight. Oh, I saw it. Fight.